Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf Lamed Hey. We're on the bottom of Lamed Dal and Beis. Tamuz Vechadishmas Henchadas Abasum Yamfu Ole Asholim. We're on the bottom of Lamed Dal and Beis. We're about 10 lines or 12 lines from the bottom. The two dots. Today's sugya is very relevant. We'll talk about Vinasakum, Cholavakum, Hasakum, all these different things that come up pretty much all the time when it comes to kashrus. Try to come out with some halakha lemaisas. Just to, before we go right here, just one thing to mention, a must know, is we have the halakha of the 12-month waiting period to take away the Blias. We find it by Blicheris, by Yayin Nesach, that if you wait 12 months, well, you can either do the pouring and filling and pouring three times, or you can do wait 12 months. Now, this halakha of 12 months is really limited in the Gemara to Yayin Nesach, but it's a famous Shaila Sutuva Chacham Tzvi. 2 hours. Huh? I was talking to the wall. Shaila Sutuva Chacham Tzvi. I'm too loud?
This is too loud.
Okay, so lower it. I'm not the DJ. If you look at the Shaila Sutuva Chacham Tzvi in Siman Ayin Hey, he's the one who brings down the Heter Vibesh Ladish to all Yisurim. And he says, the Lashon he says over there is that after 12 months, the Bliyos are Kola Lagamri. After 12 months, the Bliyos are completely destroyed. They don't exist.
For everything.
No. Just Harris. For all Yisurim. That's the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. The Gemara talks about Yayin Nesach, so, or maybe it's only the Zohar. He extends it to Basar B'Cholov and other Yisurim. That's the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. We don't really Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems to, doesn't really need to go with the Chacham Tzvi. But again, the question is if you can use it, let's say you find grandmother's antique china. You don't want to throw it out. It's from, China. And it's bone china, real good stuff. Or let's say, someone's starting to keep a kosher home and they don't want to take their entire life's, compilation of china. Most of china.
Fine
porcelain, yeah.
Silver.
Yeah, all these things. So you don't want to. So the question is, if you can rely, right? Mozart, right? Mozart crystals, Swarovski also. Yeah, all these high end. So are you allowed to rely on the Chacham? So you're not. So that's the question. I didn't get a chance to look up the tshuva from Rav Yishu because I know he talks about it. Maybe Rav David, you can. Do you hear me, Rav David?
Yeah, I was just out to Hillel.
Looks like you're in a dark closet with, there you are.
No, there you are. No, I had the, I came, I'm back in Lawrence for 2 days.
It's like you were.
No, it was the screen blocker was on. There's a way to block the camera.
And that all right. Was okay. So if you could look up, and maybe I'll get a chance. I still haven't gotten a chance to look up the Igrish Moshe on this, but I know he uses the Chacham Tzvi potentially to, again, you have the six Shulchan Aruch, exactly when to use it, when not to use it, if someone's gonna lose their, or maybe it'll prevent them from being pleasure with tshuva or something like that. Weigh all the factors, of course.
When did you use
one? The Chacham Tzvi says you can wait 12 months, without using something, let's say, Paris, China, and then you don't need to do any kashrin.
What is 12 months? Okay.
He says that the whatever's absorbed in those vessels is considered destroyed or not significant anymore. After the 12-month time period, it's aged. Palu Lagami, he says it. It's gone. Yeah, and what his Kiddush is that he extends it from the Gemara, which talks about Yain Ma'aseh, which maybe is only the Rabbanan, Sam Yehu. He extends it to all Yisurim. That's why I was saying it's relevant to people that, want to keep a kosher, kosher home. They want to change over. They don't want to get rid of their China, etc. So
it's relevant to a lot of people because they sell China. If you have a set of China and piece is broken and you want to replace it, so they have something called replacement parts. But what they do is they buy China from other people and then sell it to individuals. Are you allowed to buy China from them? It's not new.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Are you kidding? It happened to me a few times. And then question is, you don't know that you're pretty certain that it's not new. Are you allowed to buy used China? That's the bottom line. And this, it's expensive stuff.
I use China. Yeah, you have a an old set,
Right.
My wife has one.
Oh, yeah?
Grandmother bought an expensive set.
Where in that? Where?
From China.
You got it from China.
And then it makes a difference. Are you talking about the soup bowls that contains hotter material?
Yeah.
A soup bowl will have a hotter will have hotter consistency. Your food would be treating foods that are hotter. The other salad bowl won't.
Lots of old soup in China. So they'll go with the Chacham Tzvi. And the question is if you could even use the Chacham Tzvi, perhaps in Ruba. I don't want to pass the Halacha L'Maaseh really, but I know this is just wanted to mention it because that's the Chacham Tzvi is a very, very well known, or should be, I guess, well known. For me to say, but the Chacham Tzvi is known to be brought down.
It's true.
Chacham Tzvi, yeah. So there's an Egros Moshe I know.
What's the source of the Chacham Tzvi?
No, he just learns from our Gemara. He says that from our Gemara, you see Yud Beis Chaydash. He just extends it to other halachas. That's his chiddush. But Tosfos Ardi, Tosfos on the bottom says for sure not. He says Tosfos Dordia Darmoy bottom of Lach Dalam and Al says for sure not. And look, Shulchan Aruch goes with that, and that's the. Okay. All right. We gotta learn anymore. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. You could definitely talk offline, or now if you want. But I have to go by the phone. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Show Rabbi Yisrael. Okay. So we had in the Mishnah a back and forth from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel as to why Gvinos Akum, the cheese of a non-Jew, why is it author? And first, Rabbi Yeshua suggested. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel asked the question. Show Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, show Yimachem Aderecha. I'm alive. You've named us of Minat Ha'akum. And then, that was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yeshua answered him and said, perhaps because we are minded at the Keva Shomavela. And then Rabbi Shmuel asked, well, we find that the Keva of an oil is Mutter, so how can you say that's the reason why it's us over here? So Rabbi Yeshua said, they put it into Keva of the Egla of the Shlachavim. And then Rabbi Shmuel then asked on him, and then Rabbi Yeshua changed the subject. Right? He see the Dover Atmos. So interesting back and forth. So the first part of today's stop, we're going to discuss the Isser of Gvinas Akum, cheese of a non-Jew, and perhaps we'll get into some of the halachas as well, how that works. Cheese of a non-Jew is cheese produced by a non-Jew. Now the question then begs itself really, forget about the cheese, what do you mean? It becomes cheese. It was milked by a non-Jew. So first you have the problem with cholov akum, and then it's becoming cheese. What exactly changed with the cheese? We'll see the answer to that question, as far as already, typically, mishum cholov akum. So we'll have to talk about that as well. But now we're going to get into this back and forth, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rav Achadvoy, Amar Rav Mekadish, Beperesh Sharhanisku. Someone goes to his future wife in a very romantic fashion and wants to be Mekadish her with the dung of a Sharhanisku. Okay? Let's see. Yeah.
in
the rest of feet.
In the book, all my son.
He's going to give classes on this.
Yeah.
All the comics were done for you.
Oh, really?
That's what
fuel,
the only
thing to
light a fire.
That was the
fuel. I remember that young boy with the fuel. The man was everything in that town without
him. That was like
the sound of where it was, but really was there no more. The man with him, this was.
It was like the courage.
Biggest
comparison. So it's a large thing. It's not so far-fetched over here. This happened in Siberia. This was the currency. It was fuel. It was the only thing that was fuel. Let's say in that scenario, that's the gold ring. The wedding ring is the wedding band in those days was the dung of a cow. Okay. Don't laugh.
Fair
man. Yeah, that's, well, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So let's say he's Makadish her with the, Parish. Okay, Parish Shor V'Hanis Go, which is again, also V'Hano, Baal HaShor Naki, right? Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes, which means it can't be also V'Hano, because when you're not keen, you can't be Makadish a woman with Yisur V'Hano, and you shall have Kesed. So here, where it's Parish of HaShor Nisko, the question is if that's part of the cow or the oxen, for it to be included in the Yisur V'Hano of the animal, the answer is it's not near Mekudeshes. The parish egle avodis techovim, but let's say if it's the parish of the calf, the calf that was used to serve avodis zoro, which is also about Noah, because as we know, either from zichenesim or it's learned out from the yivak v'yotcham umim and acherim, right? Depends. There, it's ainu mekudeshes. There, she's not mekudeshes because it is included as part of the animal, which is also about Noah. So now, what's the difference? Yivay yisayim asvaro, the yivay yisayim akro. It could be a svara or it could be a posuk. Ibai yisayim a svara, gabi egla avdish mechavim, nichale b'nifre. By the calf of a goy that's bought for avodah zara. So over there, the fatter the better. The more the merrier. So you want to have a fatter calf to serve to avodah zara, to a hiddur mitzvah, to serve a fat calf to an avodah zara, the keliv anveyu. So you'd rather have it more volume than less. And the parish, by the way, is in the cow. It's not, when we say parish, it's not on the ground. It's in the cow, lying in its intestines.
Even in the case of the condition?
Yeah, yeah. He's handing her, he's saying, this parish, take it, it's in the cow. Maybe he's giving her the intestines.
The question is, could you be masked with a child a little better? Are we discussing whether something that's very safe, which is considered a chiluk of the behemah? What's the shayla?
No, it's not in the din of yotze. The question is the way, again, Parshas Shach, is that is this like the aver of the animal, right? The limb. Is it an appendage?
The
uber behemah. Yeah, like uber yarachim. Yeah, uber maybe a little bit more significant. But do we look at it, the parish, as an appendage? Yeah. So it has to be in the behemah. Yeah, absolutely. That's how I was learning it. I could be wrong.
That's
how I learned
it. When we kill it, can we think about the parish?
No, it's dead. It's a dead animal. It's a dead animal, but he's giving her the animal with its parish. The parish is the Kesef Kedushin.
So I get the man, you get the parish.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the meat. That's me. I get the meat. You leave the meat to me. You make potatoes for me. I'm giving you the intestinal.
Fertilizer,
yeah. Used for fertilizer.
Yeah, of course. So it had the value in itself.
Well, yeah. It's definitely shava kesef. The question is, if it's the way I understood it, is it considered an appendage of the behemah or not? And this is either a simon or a siva from the fact that people want to bring a fatter, more voluminous, I don't know if it makes sense. Animal, that's a simen or that's a siva to make it part of the animal, and therefore it's included in the Yisur HaNo. Okay? That's the question, yeah.
So what did they do with the Shor HaNisko after they stoned it?
Well, they buried it.
They couldn't do anything with it. So how do you get the parish out?
You get it out. There's nothing wrong with getting it out. What's wrong with getting it? You take a snake, a snake like you do with the sewage backup. You stick it in the... You want me to explain a little bit?
They probably
they cut it. Yeah, they cut it. They cut it. Use your imagination. Please, use your imagination. I'm not here to answer these types of questions. I have my own mahalach. You can have your own mahalach, but it's kol ish kifi madrei gosim. Okay? No, come on. Yibayi say makro. Siv hacha, or with the pas. All right? So that's the difference. I'm sorry. But by Sharon Nisko, he'd rather keep from the animal as much as he can. He doesn't want it to be as fat. And therefore, it's not part of the animal, and therefore, that's why it's in Kadeshus. That's the difference. If I say Makro, Siv Hochel Yitbach Yotchama Uma, here by the Shah, it says nothing, no vestibule of vestige, I'm sorry. The plate is back. No vestige of the animal is allowed to be for you to benefit from by a case of dissolve. So even the perish. However, to hustle by Shornisko. So he saw Ashore, but lay Achalas Besorv. Besoroy Osur. A Pirshoy Muteres. When it comes to the perish, like we're saying, that's mutter. Okay, fine. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ravai Tonani. We have actually both of these dinim, again, that the perish of a Oved Kachavim, of the animal born by the Zoro, is Asubano, and the perish of Sharon Iskol is Mutubano. These two things were actually learned from the mission. How do we see? Midakamale, because what was Rabbi Yeshua's first reason as to why Venus Akram is Asur? Said, yes, or he said, because you put it in the cave of the Neve. Now, the production of cheese, please, just let me say it, and I know we'll go more in depth later on, but the way cheese was produced was in those times, and I double checked with AI, so this is, please, this is incredible. Cheese is made by adding rennet or culture to milk to separate the curds and the whey. So the curds is like the milk, the whey is like the, not the milk. And then there's a third step, by the way. Let's say you cook the whey, you remove the lactose, then you have what we call mei chalav. Mei chalav is whey, mei chalav, which is, that's what Moshe Dan's, if that's considered chalav or not, or mbosu b'chalav, etc. But when you take this rennet, which is an enzyme or acidic kind of thing, you turn the curds of the milk into cheese. What's left after the curds are separated is whey. After the rennet is added, this is what they do, the mixture is put into a cheesecloth, which allows the whey to drain. The whey is the liquid. You don't want liquid cheese, right? You don't want milk chocolate. So you want to have the actual cheese, and you drain it through this cloth from the actual cheese. That's how cheese is produced. In the times of Chazal, today they use herbs and things like that. In the times of Chazal, they would use the acid that was found in the, and I made a mistake, Aryeh Gibber, call out, thank you. I typed Teva as the udder, not the udder. That's a chal. It's a whole chal. Sorry. No one corrected me yesterday. No one was listening. What?
I did correct you, but I was on mute.
Utterly wrong. Right. Very good. Utterly wrong.
Yeah. No, I corrected you, but I was on mute. And I'm very serious. You said Keva is the udder, and I looked it up on right away on Google, and Keva is the stomach.
By the way, I was utterly wrong, so Jonathan said.
Then Jonathan said that.
Some cheesemakers make more money from the whey now, because the whey powder has become a big thing, because it's a way to get protein.
It's a way to get protein.
So there are some cheesemakers
that
they're breaking even on the cheese, but they're making a fortune on the whey.
Well, whey.
There's no whey.
Please. Hello, Jonathan. In protein shakes, that's what they use. No. Whey. It's both protein. It doesn't have all the.
They used to use it as fertilizer, of course, don't they?
Instead, they make perish out of it. So.
That's because it's not perishable.
Okay, all right, please. Maybe it's like Steve just came in. There's no time for these. So that's how they produce cheese. So in those times, the Kavas Nevela is not the or Kavas Nevela. It's not the skin. It's this is perish, really. It's milk sitting in the stomach, the Kava. It's milk in the abomasum.
The cavos, one of the stomachs. The mason.
But it's milk that's been added. It's not milk that's naturally there.
No, it's naturally there. This was milk that was there.
Absolutely not.
No, no, you mean. Whatever is in the stomach is in the stomach, and you add milk.
Isn't milk.
Okay, it's not milk.
It's a liquid.
Rennet, okay. I thought you meant they added the rennet. No, the rennet was there. The rennet was there. I'm sorry. That's why you're putting it there. All right.
100%.
But it's not the R. There's different. There's rennet in the stomach, and then there's the R cagus nevae, which are two different things. That's all I'm pointing out right now.
They take the rennet out of the stomach, and they mix it with
milk.
Good.
To make him cheese. Kosher milk. Yeah.
It's the acid that binds the stomach.
Wait. Okay. All right. I got it. Point. So what happens?
What is rennet for?
Oh, rennet? It's an enzyme. I guess if you isolate it from anything milk, well, yeah, then it'd be PARP. Yeah. I don't know if there's a way to chemically isolate it. Maybe there is. But I would assume that it's pyrrhic. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. It comes from the milk.
It comes out of the stomach.
It comes from the stomach.
When the milk comes in contact with the rennet,
I mean, Tosfos says, Tosfos says, we'll have to see Tosfos, but Tosfos says it is basher b'chalav because of that. That's the issue. So, maybe it would be a fallacious. Yeah. Okay. So, both these halachos I learned from the Mishnah. The carmelite nation, I mean, the kevas and the veil, because what was the reason gvina sakum is awesome? Because you put it in this rennet, okay, in the stomach of a nevela, which is asur, the kamahadale, and then Rabbi Yishmael asked, the kevas oelu chamuro, the kevas and the veil. He said, what do you mean? You can't say that the keva, is asur, because kevas and the veil, oelu is mut. Now, what was the back and forth? The chlau, the yisuri hano, asharu, pirshayu. From the fact that he asked him, you're saying kevas and veil is a problem. Kevas oil we see, because the Kohanim Gemara Mishnah says, the Kohanim would drink it, and they put that in the coffee in the morning, the keva of the oil. So, whatever was in the stomach of the oil, so you see, and oil is also bahana. Oil is also bahana, and they would still use it. So you see, Yisra Hana is mutter. That's the first part. You see, sharu pirshai. Whatever was in the keva has a halachic status of perish. It's not part of the behemoth, it's perish. And that was mutter bahana. So that's the number one. With the Carmelay Vesham Amidamaisab Kevas Eglev this Khavin. And then when he asked me, he said to Rabbi Yeshua, said back to Rabbi Yeshua, another reason why Venus Akan is Asr is because they put it in the Kevas of Egle of this Khavin, which both of the Zara. The Karmadle Rabbi Yeshua said that can't be the Pshat, and came the Asur Bahana, because then it should be Asr Bahana. Wow, the Vedas Kechavim, Asr Pirshayu. From that, we see that Isra Vedas Kechavim, which is not regular Isra Hanoch, that would be forbidden. The parish would be forbidden. So we see both halachas over here. We see that regular Isra Hanoch, the parish is Mutter. By Vedas Kechavim, it's Asr. The difference being, again, maybe because it's like Yidbak, Vyalacha, Me'um, Menacherim, there's a special halacha, you can't have any connection to the Zara, even if it's parish ba'alma, or if it's because, which could be a simon or a sibo, not really sure. That's what we see. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer Rabbi Yishmael and say, the Isra of Gvinas Aklum really is from the fact that they might create curdled cheese in the cave of Eglev Eslacham? You're asking me, it should be also b'hano. Yeshua should have answered him, l'hadulei, mishum d'lesev isra b'einei. Because there's no, the isra of the egg level is not visible in the cheese, right? You have cheese, regular kosher milk that's being curdled in the cavus nevela. Yes, it's being produced through the enzymes in a dover osir, which is kevas nevela, that's 100% true.
Kevas nechavim, kevas nechavim, and even so, it should be
right. Sorry, yeah, might be right. Kevas nechavim, and even so, it should be mutter because you can't see the enzymes or the acid that curdled the cheese. What?
The enzymes aren't present anymore. They're not doing their job.
Okay, they're not the end. No, that's not what the Gemara is saying. They are present.
It's not visible.
They are present, but they're not visible. Now, how are they present? Good question. How are they present? So some Rishonim explain that because the cheese in its current state
was produced by this curdling agent, the cheese is essentially the continuing of the existence of that enzyme.
But it's not actually, the red isn't really there.
It, again, it's actually or not, the Chachamim didn't deal with molecules.
It's virtually there.
It didn't deal with molecules. In halachic status, it's there. Because of the effect. Like Jonathan just said, that's the best way to explain it. Because of the effect, the ends justify the means. The effect is there, so that gives presence. Halachic. In halachic parlance, this is called maimed. Maimed. A dover ha-maimed.
And by early, you're not going to say that.
Regular Surah, I know you don't say that. Yeah. Or it won't make an issue. It's presence, but it's not the end. The other way they say it is the taste might still be there. It's not a regular halachic like tanki ikur, but there is still a taste of that experience.
Yeah. Is that because we say aim the bottom is a reason?
That's for what reason?
That's because this lechayu is bottle the gamri, but so why? I mean, why does it still have status?
They ask the question: how could you be minded this who came as neve lechayu is bottle nisul lechatchila?
That's why.
Yeah. So some say that the din of bittul nisul lechatchila is only when it was ready to end.
What then?
No, it wasn't. What was it? I don't know.
It was absorbed in the stomach lining. It got it out.
Okay, so whatever it is, by Avodah Zarah, this difference, the by Avodah Zarah, less than Surah Ba'ain, and that should make it only also Ba'achilo. The Gemara brings a right such a concept. The Humarayis Rabbanon, the Esru Ba'anah. Murayis, like we said, according to Rabbanon, is only also Ba'achilo, but it's not also Ba'anah. My time. Well, what's the reason? Why? What was the chaff by Murayis? They're going to mix in Yain Esa, which does about no. So why would it make it Asur Ba'achilo? La Mishum Lesli Sur Be'nei. Is it because it's not the end? No. Amri, look at the Mara over here. Listen. Ha ha, kiven de ukme kamaikim. Choshev le kaman de isa le sur be'nei. Because it's a minor. What curdled this? What makes this cheese? What makes cheese into cheese? Curdling agent. So when you see the cheese, you're seeing the curdling agent. That is the curdling agent. That's called the end. Not just that it exists. You're actually seeing it. You feel it. You see it. You hear this? Maridik Alamda. I like how the item helped bring it out.
Why are we going to say by Ola that it's okay and by Kira?
Because, listen, Maskana, we don't really say such a difference, but the Pashtus is, when this Dover HaMaimim, right? That is a thing. But does that create Yisurim or not? So it's only a Maimim. Again, you can't taste it. You can't really see it, really, right? It's just only through the cheese you're able to see it. It's only through a medium that you're able to see it. So is that considered strong enough to make something off of it? So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, which is like Yidbak V'yotkamin Ava'chum, any vestige of Avodah Zarah is usher. So this is considered significant for the Isra of Avodah Zarah.
Even the effect should be severe, maybe in effect.
Yeah, because it's not the Isra Mamas, you understand? Not really the Isra. But by an oil, it's not considered usher. It's not considered, for example, give me an example, the hair of an oil, right? Mishnah says, with Feirish and Zvachim, it's part of the oil, right? But it's not considered a double, it's not chashuv enough. It has to be the animal properly. For it to
if
be
it becomes attached. If it becomes detached, it's not part of the oil.
Right, if it becomes attached, if it's attached, that's a way of being then from the actual behavior.
Right.
But the hair of an oil has no significance. But maybe by Avodah Zarah, I mean, we can check this up, but by Avodah Zarah, you can hear, I'm just bringing a mushroom, but the hair of Avodah Zarah would be worse because there it's like Yidbak, the Yod, Chomer, Uma, and Acher.
Right.
We saw a concept like this before also, I remember. Okay. All right. Let's get into a little Agadah.
You mentioned this, and this would be on the level of the Raisa, because Dover HaMaim is usually the Rabbanan.
Well, that's a machlokes. If Maim is the Rabbanan or not, the Shach, I believe, or maybe it's the Magen Avraham, to look it up again. The Magen Avraham, I believe, holds that it's only a din the Rabbanan HaMaimid. It's also very relevant to Sukkah, you know, by the Sukkah, Maimed B'Davar Makabal Tumah or not, that's a problem. But Maimed by at least Basa B'Chalav, by Yisra B'Heter, it's Machlaikis B'Tzadar Abonin D'Arais. Yeah.
Okay, the Mishnah said that he changed the subject and he started quoting Pesukim from Shir HaShirim. So this is what we're going to talk about for the next few lines here. Mai ki toivim doidecha miyoyim. What does the pasuk mean? Great is great, better are your beloved from wine. Ki yasar avdimi amar, amar knes Yisrael hen elish baruch hu. Knes Yisrael said in front of Kodesh baruch hu. Baruch Shalom, arevim alai, arevim alai. Divrei doidecha yoyisim yenish ol toivim. The doidecha, which is the divrei seifim, the words of the chacham, doidecha, your beloved ones, is better than the actual yenish ol toivim, which is toshu b'tzav. Right? Because why? Because again, medrash chavivalei, something along those lines. The chachamim came up with their drasha. So that's more arev, sweeter, the klal Yisrael than the actual toshu b'tzav. Maishna haikro d'shari. Now, Rabbi Yeshua changed the subject. Why is it really this possible to Shia Shirin? Mechak Lachma, what was, why are we here?
Why did
he
take this up? Just
to want to answer the answer. Well, we're going to explain. Because he was trying to allude to him the beginning of the possible. Because what does that beginning of the possible say? Right? It says, kiss me from the kisses of the mouth. Amalek. Yeshua, what did he mean to say? He was alluding to the beginning of the pasuk. Yishmael Achi, my brother, Yishmael, Choshuk Sipsoisayach Zubazu, Ba'al Tabal Hoshit, don't quickly, don't impetuously reply to me. Rather, close your lips. Because my time, why? What was he trying to say? Amar Ulu, Yitamer, Yishmael, Bar Abba, Gzeira Chadosh, Yivay Mafak, Begin Baal. It's a new Gzeira, Gvina Sakum. Is a new gzera, and we don't vacillate over it.
Delve into it.
Let it be. And why is this? Rashi explains. Because when it's a new gzera, in the IPO of the gzera, we don't bring in any reasons. Because if we start bringing in reasons, people are going to say, well, the reason doesn't apply to me, and it maybe applies to you. The gzera is never going to take off. When you do a Gzeira IPO, you make sure to do it as a blanket statement. And the person is going to say, listen, Chacham know what they're talking about. They give a reason. They give a Gzeira. I'm going to listen. And then after 12 months, when they give the reason.
How long do you have to wait before you start asking?
12 months. 12 months. Rashi says, the Sabri Kom Rabbana Milsa Dotsum Nechor Bavanan Ugla Bikinim at time. And then if he says it doesn't apply to me, he's going to say, well, maybe I'm the wrong party over here.
Okay.
So that's the reason. Now, my time up. Okay. So what was the Xavier? What is the actual reason? Okay. Mishum Nikur. The reason is because of Nikur. What's Nikur? The giloy, the snake, will pierce the water and insert the venom. And that's, going to apply to cheese as well. They don't watch the chalava, the gvina sakum. They don't look over the cheese. They don't watch over it. They're not so makvid again.
The snakes eat the cheese.
The snakes eat the cheese. We'll see taisus again, the difference. It could be, like we said, this problem of nikur doesn't only apply to snakes. It's any snakes, scorpions, and coily, creepy crawlers, like we extended them to the fork. And again, they're not so mocking on it because gachadol gufayu, they're immune to it. But for us, it's we have sensitive stomachs, we have sensitive bowels. So by us, again, there's a chash giboy. That's the reason.
But the tummy food they eat counteracts the same
thing. Yeah, that's what the Gemara said before. Yeah. So by us, it's a problem of nikur. Lame yishum nikur. So. Why didn't he say? Again, why didn't he say because of Mikur Kidula? Dama Ula, he got Zayukma Rubble and Magu Time at Tracy Akrishos. I just actually brought the Mar before. The Mar actually says that the Chachamim, when they give it Zayra, they don't give the reason for 12 months. So at that point, Vina Sakam was a new Zayra. So Yeshua, he didn't want to reveal the reason to Rabbi Shmuel right away, because it was a new Zayra.
It's not a Kashrus issue, it's a Kaddish.
Yeah. And what's the reason? Because again, if they reveal the reason right away, there's going to be that person out there who's going to say, that's the reason? Doesn't apply to me. I watched him do the cheese making, or I had him on video camera, I don't know, whatever, which aren't valid reasons necessarily, halacha, and therefore they don't reveal the real deal of Yisrael. Megadav bar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah strongly objecting to this. Ela me'ata Yevesha Tishri Yoshi Tishri.
What do they object to? The reason?
He said that can't be the reason in Yigvina Zakri. Because if that's the case, if it's dry, it dries up, it should be mutter, or if it ages well, aged cheese, Parmesan, what's the other ones, give me another name of aged cheese. Another name, another one that's aged. Hard cheese, you know. Tishri should be mutter, damar chanina, like we said before, yavish mutter, emanichli yavish, yashin mutter, emanichli yashin. Right? The venom of a snake, if it's there, it doesn't allow it to age, it doesn't allow it to dry up, so therefore if it's, that's the issue of gvina, then this is what happened, but we see it doesn't happen, so that can't be the reason. Chanina says, the answer is, because even the cheese of a non-Jew, and the Gemara is going to say later on, that cheese can only become cheese if it's curdled through the rennet of a kosher animal, milk of a kosher animal. That's the only way cheese could be shum cheese, that the Gemara says is the Mitzias. So what are you worried about? This cheese had to be created through the cheese or the milk of a kosher animal. But there might be little drops of non-kosher milk in there that were, again, you can't see them. They're maybe in between the holes of the cheese. Think of Ben and Jerry. He's the one that was in Ben and Jerry with the holes in Ben and Jerry. The holes in the cheese. Swiss cheese. Whatever. So that's why. Because she actually belongs to Tom and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry's ice.
Hey, right. Yeah. I'm waiting. Why know it? Please.
I need to be Ben and Jerry.
This is Mamish Kirsten Diankisil on Tom and Jerry. Ben and Jerry was in the news, maybe.
Tom and Jerry.
Hey, see a pussycat, right? Okay, so that's reason number one. Shmuel Amar, Abdeshan Amid Noisel, Ba'or Kevas and Veil. Shmuel says, they are mimed it, Ba'or Kevas and Veil. That's the doggish, not the actual stuff in the stomach, but the acids within the skin, the arkevas
nevei.
What's the reason why he says this? Mark explains. Hakeva guf or shaya, because the keva of nevela is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we had the back and forth before. Is it pure shabalma? Is it not pure shabalma? That's the reason, so Mark says that's why Shmuel emphasized the problem being the enzymes in the stomach, in the lining, or the walls of the skin.
Not the contents. The enzymes embedded in the
embedded in the skin. That would be, yeah.
The lining stomach body to digest.
Right, yeah, and right, yeah.
Why does the animal have rennet? So that it can digest its food.
Oh, yeah.
Right, the calf is drinking milk from the mother. It has to digest it. That's what the enzymes do. The partially digested milk is cheap.
Hydrochloric acid, yeah.
This may get from a cat and knock them out of the boat. That's why you get it from an infant.
Oh, interesting.
They stop producing it. They stop drinking.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow, you hear this? Jonathan enlightened us with another. I'm not going to repeat it though because I don't have time, but I understood it. Did Shmuel actually say that the keva itself, the stuff in the keva, is mutter, and therefore you have to resort to saying that it's the stuff in the skin? But tonight we looked at the mission. Keva said the chav mishan avel arizu asura. The keva of a goy and of a carcass are asur. V'havinam ba, we asked, what are these two categories? The animal of a goy is an avel. V'amar Shmuel chadakton. Shmuel said, yeah, it's actually one case. Keva shchita sa'evet the chav mishan avel and asura. So we see the favorish that the keva of an avel is asur. So why over here does he say only the skin? By kasha, bar answers, kan koitim chazor, kama akar chazor. It depends. In before, Rabbi Yeshua came out with a different reason for gvina sakum. Rabbi Shmuel had said the iser stems from the keva of an avel. Which means at that point, the keva was asur. But the mastona akar chazor, that we came up with a whole different reason of gvina sakum, not because of the keva, after he was chazor from that reason, that was because the keva of an avela is actually mutter, which is where we're going now. Shmuel, when he says it's halacha, is going after the chazara, after the whole conversation in the Mishnah, which he had to come on to a new reason, and that Shmuel says, and the reason is the or keva, because the keva's avela itself is mutter. I the mission chul that says kevus avelos asur. That was koydim chazara and mishal is asur mukayim. They didn't change it.
That's possible.
Because once it's in that status of being the kevah, it's a parish ba'alma. It's not a. It's an outside appendix.
But the R can be made
the R is an available. Yeah, the R is an available.
Yeah. Yeah. The cave is the stomach in the stomach.
Yes.
Oh, even though the word means stomach, you're referring to
content. Yes. That's why I said that at the beginning of this year. I don't think anyone understood
it's the... It's not the color of the skin. It's the color of the skin.
All right, Spike. Okay, so we had different reasons over here why Gvinas Hakum is awesome.
We have already.
Well, no, we really have. We have firstly Nikur. Now we have Mamida Isabar Devel. Now is number three. B'shachlikin matlikin b'ponel b'shumin chazir. How do they make this cheese look attractive? Ah, they cover it with the fat of this. You know, it's like skin oil. You know. They make it look shiny. They shine it up. They put the fat of a pig. The fat of a pig to shine it. So you go to the cheese store. You go to the cheese store, the Goyish cheese store, and you see the shiny cheese because they put Shuman Chazir. That's not the cheese store in Central Avenue, Richard. I know you looked up. That's not what I was saying. No, that's the best cheese ever. But this is the non-Jewish cheese. This is the problem. Venus Akum. Of Chizda on our
foundation. Totally
trafe. Totally trafe, yeah. I mean, it's, maybe it's not possible called the Araisel because it's a behemoth mayor, but it's, you're eating chazal, basically. You're eating chazal, yeah. So that's the reason for being a sack. It's a chash, by the way. It's a chash. So that's the reason why they ask me. Takon. Okay, reason number four. Of Chizda on our foundation, I'm eating myself behindness because they curdle it through vinegar. Vinegar comes from wine. Yainesa. And that's the problem. That's reason number one. It doesn't matter. The claim it's, this opinion holds.
So I think we saw parents before, they don't use proper dessert.
Right, yeah, but here.
First of the wine. First of the wine.
Yeah, that was because, that was because of the Yain of Yisrael. The Yain of Yisrael is not included in the Gzeira of the.
Started off as
Akash. Yeah, but if it's Yain Nesach, then it's a problem. It's a real problem. Real problem. Yes, yes, yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. Very good. So that's number four. They create, again, they curdle the cheese to different acids or enzymes. And the other one here is the sap of an orlo tree.
That's
a sabana. Come on, Kiai Tana, which Gemara now addresses. Who holds that the sap of an orlo tree is considered orlo? At this point, the Gemara assumes it's not from the fruits, it's from the tree itself, which is the machlekes. It's not under blessed or either. I'm minded this Rafa Orlo, also in the nation who paid regardably as the opinion, who holds that Rafa Orlo of a tree, the actual, you know, when you see a tree, you see the sap dripping down from the side of the tree. That's not from the fruits, from the tree itself. Is that included in the Yisro of Orlo or not? And the Yisro holds it is. So if we're going to say that the problem of Maimed, of making Venus Akum, comes from the sraf of the early tree, it has to be going like the opinion of Rabbi Yezer. Gemara says, no, Abiyu Tain Rabbi Yeshua. No, even if it's Rabbi Yeshua. Ad Kanoi Paul Rabbi Yeshua, Ali Rabbi Yezer, Ala Bekat for the Guza, from the sap of the actual trunk. Abu Bekat for the Peira, from the sap in the fruit, and everyone agrees that's part of the fruits of Orla. Yeah, and that's also about no. And that's reason number five.
Sorry.
You're older, he's a type. Yeah, so you want Rudav to start?
Yeah,
Rudav, go for it. That's his Vikidash. Okay, we're going to know
the
very good. Oh, what about a Chutzlaret? And even if people, the truth is, even in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we passed in Kedusha is not the Goyish fruits don't have Kedusha's Orla, or Dinavar, but the answer is that's not true. That's not true. If you look at the top places, for all the Shem B'chav Masura, Kamaish and Farish, the Pirish HaKuntris, the Ebesh Hashem is Bara. Very interesting. Orla from a Goy is also in Kedusha, that's in Kedusha.
Yeah. Chutzar. Well, Arlo Chutzar is also anyways. It's halacha mishimisina. That's the Gemara's maskon over there.
But a suffix is mutter.
Twice is by a god.
Yeah, by a suffix.
Yeah, that's all sugi. The end of Ish Mekadosh.
The one next to Mishis. I'm not sure on an apple or a peach from Georgia. I didn't know that's not the peri Arlo.
Well, nowadays are.
It's
a suffix Arlo. How could you eat a peach from Georgia? Shmuel Aaron's asking.
Because a Suffolk Arlo's mutter.
A Suffolk Arlo's mutter.
Always mutter. You go with wildest Svegas are mutter. You know, it's not.
Yeah, you don't know which year of the tree this peach.
The first 2 years they're not commercially viable anyway.
Mm. What would you do without Jonathan? You hear this? Jonathan says it's not commercially viable anyways in the first 3 years.
There you go.
Some things look, but then I...
Depends on the free app.
Okay. All right.
6 years.
So that, yes, up and goes, mother. So that's the... Okay, very good. Yeah, that satisfies...
Okay. Is that
sorry.
Is that the tree?
I think it's annoying.
Well, the sap of the fruit, that's the problem. You want broccoli, you make
Yeah, well, you know what bracha would you make? Is it the shahako, like the... Does that have a huyachwina, or is it part... Hard to pong. Yeah, okay, very good. All right, behind it, it's not, and I'm Rabbi Yeshua. And this is what we learned in the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati b'feir, shehamayni b'sraf ha'olilin, u'b'sraf l'ikar mutter. He says, Rabbi Yeshua only argues by the sraf of the leaves, or of the trunk, mutter, b'sraf ha'pagin, but the pagin, which is the part of the fruit, the buds and the fruits, and that's also nation who pay me fruits. Fine. Bein lachis and bein lachnasim by Yitzchak titzur ba'ano. So we have 5 reasons here. Let's go through them. We have nikur, we have or the vela, we have shuman chazir, number 3, chaimetz, number 4, sraf ha'orla, number 5. Now the reason of the chaimetz and the reason of Arla is also Bano, Yainech is also Bano, why do we say Ginis Akum is only also about Hiwa? Caution, Stop me this. Yeah, a little agarato to just get us a little, give us a little break over here. Perfume, cologne. Why is a Tamil Chacham compared to a scent of the, oil? Perfume's flask. The diffuser. Why? So Fayotin, Megula, when that's open, Megula, it's like, just like a perfume, Megula, when it's open, Rechanoidev, there's a waft, the smell wafts. Mechusa, ain't Rechanoidev, but if it's covered, it's not. So do the Tamil Chacham. If he sits in his vinkula and just is there by himself, you don't feel the you don't smell the rat toiva. But if he's someone who's melamed, he teaches others, then Rechanoidev, then he has a pleasant scent.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rashi says that
the name
becomes famous.
Oh, reputation.
Reputation.
Yeah, again, I think it's the same. Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about his deodorant. I mean, it's his name. Again, if someone just sits in his vehicle, I don't know if it's a derogatory thing or it's just that you don't have the same Milo as someone.
Shame,
your reputation. And that's in Cherishim also?
I don't know, but it's
the... Is that a Kahelis or Cherishim?
Shame, that's really the comparison.
Shem and Toiv. Ah, very good. Here, we both love it. Toiv Shame, Shem and Toiv. Very nice. There
we go. Let's think just
that for a second. Toiv Shame.
Very shame. First was this where Yaakov Avinu just spoke.
I went in.
Yaakov Avinu just ate a little bit. Yeah, he had a tremendous
effort. Right? Well, after he came down, after he was already in Milan, I don't know if in the same behavior he. Okay. Fine. Another thing. If he's teaching, I saw someone saying, someone who's teaching gets his Hiloy Rosin.
Right? Shenemar alomis the hegucha, the alomis, koribei alubois, the hidden things become beloved to you through your teaching. All part of Sukkim over there. And not only that, you become good buddies with the Malacham Avos to get along.
It's okay.
No, no, this time here. No, no.
It doesn't bother me.
No, I know.
It does.
Leave me alone today.
Arm's length.
Yeah. Should have our lovers with Ayibucha, Koribe Almovis. You're friends with the devil. Also get two worlds, Echad Mazed, Echad Mabot, El Mazed. I know there's all stories of Ram Kotler. El Mazed, El Mabot, Shnemar, Alomis is right, the person who's supporting. Yes, well, you are better than me, I'm supporting, and this is just as much start. So Ram Kotler said, you have your El Mabot, not El Mazed. Karibe, El Mabot is fine. Alright, next Mishnah. Very Nagea, very relevant. Maybe we'll go, I don't know if we should do it now, but I would go into a couple of the halachas of Mina Tatum.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What? I should do the halachas? Yeah, we'll go, maybe we'll go, because this takes away the pressure, it takes away the lachas. No, I don't want to be for lachas when I go through the, that's one. Ve'ilu dvarim shalav v'kachavim asurim. Ve'eini surim yitzvahadam. Right, we have things that are also going away. Yayin. We have, what are the other, really, Yayin Nesef, the only one really, that's about not, is Probus. Well, Takruvus, yeah, Takruvus, yeah. Takruvus, yeah. Fine, I'm saying the food, but, yeah. It's fine. What are they? Cholav, Shekobo, Evit, Kachavim, the Ein Yisrael Reyei. You hear this? Milk of a non-Jew that a Yisrael didn't see. By the way, just the Lashon HaMishnah implies that the Mishnah doesn't say, Cholav Akum is awesome. And then later on say a way to be matrid is through Ayman Rav. The Isser is Cholav Akum, which a Jew didn't observe. Very Nagel of Well, again, yeah, obviously from a kosher animal. That's, yeah, 100%. But if, again, it's a wild animal, you're milking, has to be kosher. Well, we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. But I'm just pointing out from the Lashon HaMishnah, it's not just the heter where Jesus. The Issa was never chal. That's what again, it could be master, but that's what the Lashon HaMishnah implies. We'll see, of course, maybe go to the Moshe Shuvah at some point, to see how that works. So that's number one. That's also Bachil and also Bano. Cholav Akum. Cholav Akum. Hapas.
You're saying in your deal, out of this, and there's, the assumption is this is Cholav Shel Parve. You said, no, it's Bone. Right?
Yeah. Right? Yes. Yeah. The Sprach, Chol Yisrael, by the way, is a new, the new Sprach. Chol Yisrael means I'm just reading the mission.
Yeah.
In the other case, that's also Bachil Mutvano, Pasachum, and Sheminachum. However, Shemen Akum we don't really have. Rabbi Yobezdin, if you the Shem. Okay? Pas Akum. That's him. Bashlokis. This is Bishol Akum, boiled foods. Bishol Akum. Okay? Ukvashin, Shadarch, and also Satoch, and Yayim, and then you have these.
Pickles.
Fish, vegetables, feet, chicken feet.
Pickles.
That they put in, they pickle it. Yeah, they pickle it. And they put in wine and vinegar, which is, again, a problem of Yain. That's why it's not so bad. No, it's not the end. Okay, the tirai is trufa, and then this cut up fish, which you can't recognize whether it's kosher or not. It's fish chow, like you said. Can't see. So they might mix in, again, dog and tomato. And then you have the brine of the fish, in which this little kalbus fish is not floating around. Rashi says a very interesting thing, which Placus argues on, that the way when you have this fish brine, if it would have tame fish inside, then the tar fish kills the tummy fish, kill the kilbis.
Just read it.
Yeah, thank you. Look
Shederach kilbus the godom eileb it's here shall dogum tahir. If it's a dog tahir, this kilbus fish grows inside naturally. And if you have the brine of a non-kosher fish, then the kilbus does. So if you have then you don't have it. So here you have a brine where there's no kilbus, like the Mishnah says. There's no kilbus fish swimming around there. That's a simen that this is from a tame fish, because tahar fish brine has the kilbus floating around it.
Produces
a kilbus.
Yeah,
how does it
come by itself?
That's Tasis. Is it Tasis or I saw other ask the question?
Generation. Yeah,
Tasis asked the question.
Yeah,
we're showing.
In the case of the pickles, why isn't it a davar ha'maimon?
In Echonami, it is a davar ha'maimon, but it's only asur b'achilu. Oh, you're saying it should be about the animal?
Is that a
mind? Oh, that's not a mind.
Is that a mind?
No, that's not a mind.
If it finishes pickle bit, we see its effect.
Yeah, but that's not mind. No, mind means the effect that it was created. It was created through the curdling. No, that's not a mind.
Pickling is a mind.
No, it's not created.
It's not created through. Yes, you're right.
It's a change.
It's not a mind.
Pickle is not a cucumber. It's us about no.
No. So the
pickle is not a cucumber.
No, it's not the end. If you have yain nesach that's mixed in, like the Marais means you might have yain nesach mixed in, but you can't see the wine. That only has an isra achila, not an isra hanon of stam yegim. That's the gemara. Yeah, it has to be the end. It's yain nesach gomer. Now, why is there a chiluk? That we saw a place who deals with that. But we'll talk after. But that's yeah. V'achilik, remember the chilik fish. This is the ones that it only gets fins and scales when it hits puberty. Before that, it doesn't have it. It's finless from Finland, right? So it doesn't. It's not recognizable. So again, that's also because they might mix it up. You know, the tummy fish, it's not recognizable. But courage of chilsis and this a small amount of chilsis. What's chilsis? It's a very strong, when I says min peri, referring to lizra, it's a very strong, it's a double charif. This is the halacha of double charif, right? Double charif, everyone knows, you know. If you have a knife that's placed, that cuts a double charif, it becomes nice and tam, and then it loses nice and tam, gone. This is, that's the whole thing.
What's
chosis?
They don't.
You
say chosis.
Fine. All these are also analysis around all. And Rashi says all of the reasons for all of these things, it's out. You don't want to get involved with non-kosher foods mixed into your food, or have the bread or the milk or the shemen and the bishul, all of these things lead to chasnus. You might get involved with the goyim and then see the daughter and then live happily ever after.
So would there be an iser for that? You wouldn't be having a relationship?
No.
Why would that be? It's often to make a food with them. But you have a guy in your house for 10 years, he's cooking your food.
Well, again, it would be a problem with bishul akum.
You turn on the fire.
Listen.
It's like
Hilchas Nida. You know, you're not allowed to drink from your wife's food. Again, having something that's from the person, produced by the person, gives you more of a attraction to that person. This is what the Chacham said. I'm not the vice place. I hear what you're asking. Yeah, but again.
I'm not worried about marrying your chef.
If your
Kaddish
body comes over, you're
not all the shadow. I thought the Kaddish
had come over.
What's the reason for Cholav Akum? What are you worried about? He came to the Cholav of an Akum. What are you worried about? Then he might mix non-kosher milk. By the way, why is milk usur? That's the sugim b'chayrus da'vav. Machleik is panoim. Why? But it's usur, the milk of a tame animal. You might mix it. Why? That's not a problem, because tar fever, milk of a kosher animal is white. Tame yoruk. Tommy's green. Now, green is not really green. It's more yellowish, yellowish. It's going to help us legal. Yarok that we say, the Yarok, modern Hebrews, is really more like yellow. The Yibish Shulami, now what are you worried? They might mix it. Make them. Let us curdle it. Use it as a curdling agent. The Amarmar. Call it Torah Oymin, call it Tomei in Oymin. The only way to curdle, make cheese from, again, rennet, is only through the curdling agent of a tar animal. Again, these are Metzius, the Gemara says.
The milk.
Test it out.
No, not test it out. No.
Just use it to make cheese. Frankly, Gemara, if the Kabbalah is Hachanami, if you're making cheese, that makes sense. Hachamayaskina, the Kabbalah, the Kamta. Here you want it as milk. You don't want to make cheese out of it. Frankly, Gemara, let's test it out. Let us take a little bit and then see if it's makum, and that'll tell us whether it's only let's tar or not. Keep the tar nami, you can assume it do like timey, because no. Even if you're going to take tar milk from the goy, which again is, we're going to be able to curdle, from the fact that it does curdle the cheese, you can assume it, keeping the tar nami, you can assume it do like timey, not going to make them all of the milk, so there might be very small amounts of non-kosher milk mixed in to the kosher milk. So anyway, even if you take it and it curdles, maybe the little drops of non-kosher milk that got mixed in. That's the reason.
You said that before, that you are making.
Like tzuchei cholos, like minasachim, correct. Why yes. Wait, okay, we'll see. So that's number one. Again, you have reason number one for cholavakum is they might mix the cheese. They might mix the milk with non-kosher milk that's not recognizable. Now, some take out the words over here. It's really saying even if you want it for cheese, and we're just saying, even if it actually, you take the whole thing and you make cheese out of it. Still, in between the holes of the cheese, you might have some olive of a non-kosher animal. So why is it a bottle? Because there's less than shishim. There's pashas less than shishim. You might have less than 60.
They might have less than 60 that
are non-kosher. You might have more than 60. Sorry. More than 60. I mean, you might have less than 60 times. Yeah. So that's the reason for Chol HaVakum. That's the Masonas HaGemara. That's the, Now Chol HaYisrael, what is Chol HaYisrael? That's a modern day terminology. Chol HaYisrael just means the way we use it. There's such a thing called Chol HaVakum. Chol HaYisrael means modern day milk, which is produced by companies. It doesn't have a mashgiach there.
That's called company.
But that's what we call Chol HaYisrael. Chol of Yisrael is, yes, 100%. Scratch it from the record. Chol of Stam is a modern day terminology. That's what it is. Chol of Stam means you don't have a mashgiach, but it comes from companies that have oversight.
USDA.
Regulations or things like that.
USDA.
That's in the Shaila. So Chol of Stam doesn't have a halachic status of Chol of Yisrael now. That's the... Right.
That's the
Chol of Stam. So I'm saying, Chol of Yisrael means that Yisrael is standing and watching. Well, how long do you need it for? That's another question.
Whether you milked it.
You don't need it to participate. You just need a mashiach. And that's Chol of Yisrael. So that's very good. Yeah, so the terminology, Chol of Stam, is a modern day terminology where Yishmach Leikis, or Maish is the one who's matir, Chol of Stam. Perhaps we'll get into it. Because he says his chiddush is that because they're so afraid of the regulation, that's considered as if an Yisrael is Raya. It goes into the whole sugya of Eide Re'iya, Eide Kiyum. It's like four or five chudas. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can just get to the bottom here, get to the bottom of everything. And then maybe tomorrow we'll go into more halachas of Gwina, Talavakum, Pasakum.
Now
we're talking. Rabbi Yochanan. Pas lehuch lebezdin. Rabbi Kahana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Pas was not mutter bebezdin. Meaning, they were mocking it, but it wasn't, didn't have a heter bezdin. So that's, we'll see maybe a rebuttal tomorrow that goes into what that means, but it seems that even at the time that Pasakum did exist, there was a heter for it, but not a heter of bezdin. McLeod, the Gemara says, he commanded to show you. There were those that were matir. Who? In, yes, who? Who was this? The Chiyas Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi said, Tamach is Yatsu Rebbe with Sada. One time, Rebbe went out to the fields. The Hegel Rebbe Kachav Lufon of Pas Purni Mafeso. Rebbe Kachav brought to him a special type of bread, which was made in a Purni, which is a certain type of oven. It's a good quality bread, Broit, sourdough. Mafe saw was the size of a saw. I'm a Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Kamenoa Pazu. Rebbe said, look how beautiful. The first you say, because a person has an obligation to beautify Morav Masech Hashem. A person has an obligation to praise the Brias, the things that are, you know, Yom Hazar. He received the praise if it's beautiful, because it praises the Rabbanish. Look how beautiful this pass is. Ma'aro Chacham Allah Yisrael. And therefore he said, Ay, what did the Chachamim see about this beautiful bread? Then they made it awesome. Now, Ra'u, Fred Gemara. What are the reasons? Chachamim? What are the reasons? Chachamim saw the reason? Of course, Bishmachatnos. Elo, he was, what did he mean? Ma'ro, Chacham lo Eisim besodet. Why the Chachamim say it's awesome in the fields? Right? Because why? In the fields, there aren't too many inhabitants, so there's no problem of Chasnos. That was Rebbe's question or statement, Gemara assumes at this point. Is Burna'am hit the Rebbe Atas. Of course, what do people think when they hear something like that? Of course, he was Matir. I heard. This is Tama Meisim. They saw once with Moshe, it was a milk or something. I think it was milk or a question about Atashas of a certain drink. And they saw at a bris, Moshe put down the milk and turned it and put it down. It was whatever, a beverage. I don't know if it was milk. So they said, they went from there. Moshe held it was awesome. And they asked Ramesh himself, why did you do this? He said, well, I don't know, it was empty, so I just put it down.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah. So either people are not,
you know,
he was already a cold card at that point, but it was
different
years. Rebbe Apas, Lohi, Rebbe Lohi Hitter as Apas, Rebbe wasn't really coming to be Matriot, he was coming to be Matmiya. Fine. Rav Yosef Yitain Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar like Hachal Yemais. It was a different version of the story. Elo Amru Pam Achas Halach Rebbe Lamakim Echad Barah Pas Zochuk Talmidim. He saw that there wasn't enough food for the Talmidim. The government didn't sponsor enough food. Amar Rebbe Inkan Palter. Rebbe asked, isn't there a baker that's a baker? The people thought that the Isra of Pas only applies to pas balabais, but the pas of a baker, where again it's commercially produced and it's not done in a more intimate fashion, I guess. So there wouldn't be a problem of chasnus, and therefore that's what they thought he meant to say. But he meant, no, is there a baker that will provide buy food? Is there a kosher bakery for the talmidim? We need a lot of bread, and that's what they again. So the heter wasn't really a heter. Amrav Selboy, no pun intended. He held that the only time that there's a heter for the pas palter of a goy is when there's no other Jew. But if there's a baker that's a Jew, then you have to go to the Jew. You know what? Let's just stop here. We'll do this shtickle tomorrow. I will start with the shtickle tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.